Good afternoon, and welcome to 3 Tune Tuesday for Tuesday, July the 18th. You have found your way to my cozy cottage in the digital countryside, and please do come in. Everyone is welcome. There are more than enough oversized, amply cushioned Victorian chairs for everyone. 3 Tune Tuesday is an opportunity for me to share with you three songs from the early era of recorded music. Before roughly 1926-1927, when the world was perhaps a little bit quieter, and a little bit slower, and music was played by wind-up phonographs. This particular era of recorded music used acoustic recording techniques to record music and press them onto records, and it certainly had a different sound and feel than later electrically recorded records or what we have today in the modern era. So please, sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself be transported back in time to the 1910s with me. Today we have a show featuring three songs from the band called Six Brown Brothers. I do have a habit of wanting to call them the Six Brown Brothers, but the word "the" was never actually printed on any of their records, and I don't believe it was part of their name. Nonetheless, the Six Brown Brothers, later known as the Five Brown Brothers when one of them retired and left, consisted, in fact, of six actual brothers: William, Tom, Alec, Percy, Fred, and Vern Brown. The band was led by Tom Brown, who was a skilled soprano saxophonist. They lived and originated from Lindsay, Ontario, until about 1893 when they moved to the United States. The band and the boys started their musical career in circuses, where they played various instruments and performed acrobatic stunts. They soon discovered that the saxophone was a novelty instrument that attracted attention and applause from the audience. It was still new at the time, so there was a novelty to playing it. They decided to form a saxophone ensemble, and due to their career upbringing in the circus, added comedy and clowning to their act. In fact, they performed in clown outfits, with five of the brothers wearing white face makeup and one, Tom, wearing black face makeup. Their repertoire included ragtime and minstrel group acts, as well as original compositions and arrangements. The band became a sensation on the vaudeville circuit, touring across the United States and Europe. They also appeared on Broadway shows, such as Ziegfeld Follies and Tip Top. They recorded many songs for various labels, such as Victor Columbia and Emerson, though the primary record label for them at the time was Victor, and all of the songs that we will share today are on the Victor label. Some of their more popular recordings include Walking the Dog, Bullfrog Blues, and Darktown Strutter's Ball. Those three songs are, in fact, in the Blind Skeleton Library, but they will not be the ones that we share with you today. We've got three other, also similarly fantastic songs to share. The band was praised for their virtuosity, harmony, and humor. They played all through the United States and Canada, as well as on steamboat tours up the coasts into Alaska. They influenced many other saxophone players and groups, such as Rudy Wydoft and the Six Blue Devils. As well, Columbia, after Six Brown Brothers became famous and started doing their thing, also created their own in-house band called the Columbia Saxophone Sextet. The Six Brown Brothers ultimately disbanded in 1933 after the decline of vaudeville and the rise of jazz. Now, a lot of the songs of the band do have the word jazz in the name, but they really did not play jazz as much as they played ragtime. Only Tom Brown continued after that as a musician, but with limited success. Nonetheless, the legacy of the Six Brown Brothers lives on in their recordings, many of which have been reissued on CD and in other online platforms. Primarily, however, they are also remembered as pioneers of the saxophone and as entertainers who really did a very good job of bringing entertainment to the masses. The first song we have for you today is one of their more famous recordings, Passion Dance. Also known as La Danza Appassionata, is a Parisian fox tango composed by Clarence Jones in 1916. Now, despite the name, this is not an older classical recording, nor is it part of any one of the operas that we have come to play here at Three Tune Tuesday over the weeks, months, and years. It's, in fact, an original 20th century recording. Passion Dance is a lively, it's a catchy tune, and of course, being that it's played by a saxophone sextet, it really showcases the expressiveness of the saxophone. Now, the Brown Brothers did not play the same size saxophone. All of them played different saxophones, from soprano saxophone to the larger bass saxophones and such. This particular song begins with a solo by Tom Brown, who, as we said, was the leader of the group and the inventor, in fact, of the bass saxophone. He plays a low-pitched melody that sets the mood for the rest of the dance. The other five saxophonists join in, playing in harmony and creating a rather full sound. The song alternates between fast and slow sections, with different instruments taking turns to play the main theme or to improvise. And it ends with a crescendo and a final chord. The next song we have is a foxtrot. It's called Egypt Land, composed by James Casey and released in 1919. All the songs we have for you this week are prior to 1920. We're going backward in time and really enjoying it. Egypt Land is a catchy, it really has reminiscence of an exotic tune that evokes the imagery of the ancient land of the pharaohs. It begins with a slow introduction, just like the other, and it sets the mood with a mysterious melody played by the bass saxophone. It picks up, the other saxophones join in with a very lively rhythm, and features, just like the prior song, several solos and duets by different saxophones. Ultimately, it ends with a dramatic crescendo and a final chord. Songs in this day, of course, were not recorded with the very famous slow die out of the song as it just lowers in volume into infinity. They had to end with a definitive end, and that's where this song and others do, of course, end. So, in addition to wearing clown outfits and being very good entertainers on stage, the brothers would perform skits, and they would do stunts while playing their instruments. It was very much a would have been very much a visual spectacle. They also experimented with different types of saxophones, such as the sopranino, the slide saxophone, and the contrabass. This particular song I know is going to be played well and proper. This one is played on my Victrola VV210 and should have a really, really nice sound to it. So, whether you are listening live or listening to the podcast after the fact, I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the opportunity to spend some time with me. I very do much appreciate it. I enjoy playing and sharing these songs as much as I enjoy listening to them personally. I would like to take another opportunity to talk about a couple of other minor things. On the website, we do have a listing and searchable database of all of the songs in the Blind Skeleton collection. I think it's worth pointing out that all the songs that we do play live. They do come from our own collection. We do not play pre-recorded songs here. All of them are played on phonographs with hopefully skillfully placed microphones to pick up the sound. And they come to you with as much as the original sound as I am listening to them as I play them. So if you do find a song on the website that you would like me to play and listen to, do by all means, please, please, please do send in a request. I will play it as soon as I get the opportunity to. And as way of thanks, as soon as we play it, I will shoot you off an email with a coupon for 10% off a coffee purchase at skeletonbrew.coffee. I know I've mentioned that a couple of times now. That is how we're paying the bills here, and every purchase does go to making sure that we can keep the podcast and the live stream running. So the last song we have today is one named Peter Gink. This was introduced by the band in the early 1900s while they were playing at the Palace Theater in New York City. When they originally played it live, it did have lyrics with it. Obviously, when they record these songs, they did not record the lyrics, they just recorded the instrumental, so that's what we are going to be listening to. But should we have had the opportunity to listen to it live, we would have heard the lyrics, which would have depicted the misadventures of a fictional character named Peter Gink, who was always getting into amusing and outrageous predicaments. As the brothers performed, of course, their energetic music and comedic timing would have had the audience singing along with them, and it would have been a really, really good time. What they did not realize is that the song itself would have become a nationwide sensation, and it gained popularity and really did help to propel them into the national spotlight. Now, when you hear this song as soon as we play it, you might think, I may have heard that before. And chances are, you're very correct. We have taken the first 30 seconds of Peter Gink and turned it into our opening theme. I hope you really enjoy the rest of the song. This is Peter Gink.
Thank you.
Okay, and that is our show for today. Thank you very much for listening in, whether you are listening live or whether you are waiting for the podcast after the fact. Certainly very do greatly much appreciate you spending your time with me as much as I enjoy sharing it with you. Before we go, we do have a couple of minutes left for me to talk about a few things. I would like to invite you all again to hunt us down on social media. I know that there is a presence on Twitter still, and I know that there are some issues going on with people's feelings toward Twitter. We have been reaching out. We're on Blind Skeleton is available on Mastodon as well. We have a presence on the Hive blockchain as well as the DeSo blockchain. So we can be available wherever you like to be. Chances are, if you're there, we are too, sharing our wit and humor with the world at large. Please do hunt us down, like us, share us, and spread the good Blind Skeleton word. So as we head into the final months of July, the next time I will be here sharing music with you will be early August. I hope you all have a fantastic remainder of July. Hope it doesn't get too hot. If it does, stay hydrated. Please do not melt. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time.